It's up to Memhe 45. So Memhe and Memvo 45 and 46, finishing off this last Ikka.
What chapter are we going on?
Number one, back to where we were holding before, Shaya Rishon.
40.
45. And
45.
Okay. So,
okay, I
don't think there's much Kiddushim in this one. It's just finishing off this last Ikka of spoke about. Tikkun Hamu'uvos Ashiyuchol, that's fixing up what you've done, asking Mechila and stuff like that. So he's just going to basically bring another pasuk for it. He's going to say a couple of ways of explaining the pasuk. I don't think there's too many chiddushim this time.
Okay.
Let's see, 45. That's the Zavoy Rabbal Hatshuva Lasis King Kredim Havidoi. It's appropriate for Baal Tshuva to do this, trying to fix up what you've done before. You start with your vidui. Today, she starts a bevidui. That your vidui should work. Somebody was my, I just saw the way he says it. He could have understood him to mean. I mean, it's a good thing. That's what you should do. It's a good thing to do before the vidui. It's better to do before the vidui. Royal about shuvah, that's the skin code in my vidui. If you don't, okay, that would also work. But yeah, I don't know, it would also work. Maybe it wouldn't be as effective. We saw last time from later on in the fourth chapter, then Shaul Dalid, you read, there he seems to say, not there, well, it doesn't work. There he says, there he said, which we read on, what was it, on Monday. There he said if you first do the vidui and you haven't yet given it back, it doesn't work. Yeah, it doesn't look like they think it doesn't work until you do it. It seems it doesn't work at all. I mean, that's the psukim you bought from the Gemara.
What's that?
If you said that your vidui is not effective if you say the vidui before you've actually given back the gzela, or you've tried to undo what you've done. Even if afterwards, that's what he says of this, it doesn't work, the vidui. So what does he mean there? It means it doesn't work until you give back the gzela. Once you give back the gzela, then the vidui can kick in.
You're afraid.
Yeah, or afraid. Even afraid, or from whatever, or he means it doesn't work at all. Because there was a pasuk he brought there, he brought a pasuk from the Gemara Baba Kama. This is about someone who had to bring a korban, a sham gzelais. Therefore, when he made the shavua, they didn't steal it, and he has to give back the money. He says that if you bought the korban before you gave back the money, lo yotza. It sounds like it doesn't work. I mean, maybe there's different, because once you bought it, the korban isn't ongoing. And he's always here, well, once you said vidui, I don't know, the pashtus over there looked like he's saying it doesn't work at all. So if that's true,
what's the problem you have here?
Right, so that's what somebody pointed out. The way he said it, you could have misunderstood it then. Because the lawyer is about sugar.
How you reading that's a recommendation? I don't know.
Some yeah, no, the lawyer about sugar means it's appropriate. The words mean, how does he translate it there?
It's a good thing to do.
Yeah, it's a good thing to do. I mean, not that it's ma'akim. So the way he says over there, it's more than just fitting and appropriate. I mean, it won't work if you don't.
Is that what...
How does he translate it?
I understood altogether. It is appropriate to repent and right and wrong before he confess his sin.
Right.
It what means, how I understood, the means is that we do it's not the beginning of process.
Yeah, so it's a word of the Roy that it's appropriate.
Right now I understand that before you go to video, you need to figure out what was wrong.
That's it. No. Appropriate to. No, but thing to do that.
But again,
not need.
Yes, I understand what problem is. Word appropriate. Word appropriate create problem for me. Well, I think that I'm not sure that I need to read this appropriate like appropriate. It's only recommendation, and we stuck with it. If stuck, we have problems because again, everything what we done before.
Right. The way I said it was that it's simple reading would seem to suggest that it's just the recommendation.
Right, right. But
we see from there
So it's better to assume that it's not.
I mean, the wording is a bit difficult.
The appropriate word here is how you understand his answer. If you do that, how do you? That sounds to me.
What is it?
Israsa. Why is it appropriate? Because it's Israsa. In other words, like it's as if it's that's really good. Thank you. I said that really.
Right. Nice. I mean, what's the point of the video if it's not going to be Israsa?
I'm much more ready to accept this as a good, nice, really good one.
The thing that there is a video which.
There's a video which is
a Kashfahadika video. Yeah. So what does that do? I mean, not without a Ritzi, what does Ritzi mean? Ritzi, you think Ritzi is more than just, there's a basic Kapala, and then there's.
It's a quality.
I agree with you. You know the thing, I hate mushrooms, but we understand what you're talking about. This is dumb mushroom. You come to some place, there's Michael Goffman. Okay? I said, I'm happy to see you. Forgive me, please, that I did this stuff. Did you see me? Did you really bore? Sorry. I see you. It is like stuck video without this. Preparatory thesis. Something needs to penetrate your heart before you say sorry. What story you say? If we do it, sorry, whatever it
is. Right, we understand it.
Appropriate.
Is he saying that it won't work at all, or is he saying there's some extra degree of kapora which we'll call ritzui?
Without this, first of all, not necessary that you will be forgiven. Number two, maybe your video would not be appropriate because it should come from heart. Video is not mechanical thing.
So you're saying appropriate, not so you're explaining now that the word when he says well, it means not doesn't mean it's. It
would be good to do
it. It means we understand that that's the way things should be. It's appropriate.
Something like that. That is understood.
Right. Like we say, says Roy La Adam Mahapal Atman Kushan Aish. It's again appropriate to put yourself into a furnace and not to embarrass somebody. So again, that's the Bani Muslim means it, to understand. That's the right thing to do. Right? It's not just giving you I'm not sitting in the last night, but same idea here. We're saying if we understand the idea, we understand. It's understandable.
Said it's appropriate if you will do it. I don't believe that we have room. It's appropriate for you that you will do it. I don't believe that this leave me room not to do it.
Right.
Something like that.
Okay.
Because it's still there. Thank you very much. And you go and you intend to do that. Listen, and the Shasta can't get into it. You've caught between a rock and a hard place, and you just I've got time, and so you do the basic minimum. Okay. I really want to do a good job. Sometimes you're out depressed. Have you done a job at all?
Exactly right.
I think
you're saying
good.
Yeah.
But you're saying
good.
Okay, continue.
Okay, that's correct. So that's
the whole idea. That really, just a little bit about Michael, but really, when you see something like this, that's what you should really do. No question, that's what you should really do. Take time out, sit down, go through this video and think, and then feel prepared.
Right.
Before I will go to U.S. for forgiveness, probably I would need to do it anyhow in the Yom Kippur. But I need to think what I'm going to say, how I'm going to say.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, but I thought that was like an interesting arbitrary. I just thought just now from one of the Mephoshim. Okay, so now he's going to bring the pasuk.
I know right now what I'm going to do. This. I know one person which we close, but he has habit said before Yom Kippur. Whatever I did, forgive. I know what I'm going to do this year. I will say no, I'm not. It's a little bit shake. Then I will maybe say yes for when. But just I said no, I don't.
Okay,
let's go.
Alright, so here you bring us the apostle. David, one of us, David HaMelech, the Ace at Shuva, Kain Asa, Kaidim HaVidui. David HaMelech himself, before he was misfired to Hashem, that's what he did. He tried to undo all the benanu nechaveris. He asked for machina for all the benanu nechaveris. Shenemar. So the pasuk says like this: L'cha levad ko chatos. He's talking to Hashem here. He says, "To you alone I have sinned. L'ra beinecho asisi, and I have done what is bad in your eyes." Leman titzak bidvorecho tizke b'shoftecho. Okay, he's going to explain the end of the pasuk in the end. In order or so that you should be... Okay, whatever, we'll see how he explains that in the end. But let's focus on the first half of the pasuk for the meantime. He says to Hashem, I'm coming to you. This seems to be, we need to understand, this is the video. He's coming, I've sinned to you, Hashem. So what do you mean, l'chol levadchot, you alone? Peresh, he's going to say two shots. In Peresh, l'chol levadchot, and he nechshav choyte. He says, I am now considered, it's like, not saying I never did anything wrong to anybody else. He says, now, I'm considered now to be a sinner to you, only to you. V'einei tzarech zulosi l'mechilosa. I don't need anything else besides your mechila.
Yes.
Why? Because if chatosin eishkwa, any other way I've done to other people, chatosin eishkwa, bechashti memenu l'mechoil elayu. I've already asked all other people I've sinned to, all the benam chaveret, I've already gone to them and asked them for mechila. So I'm left just to be, I'm a sinner in your eye, only to you and not to anyone else. So he's saying when it says that lechor chatosi, doesn't mean I have only sinned. Chatosi, we read it. Pashat Shas reading it, that is in the past tense. I sinned to you, I didn't sin to anyone else. Saying that's not Shas. Saying I am now a sinner to you, and I'm not considered anymore a sinner to anyone else. That's what's going to bring a raya for this. Looking into this, to a kumoyo, bechatosi la'ovi kol hayomim. This is the next week's parasha.
Very interesting what he's saying soon about father.
Right, bechatosi la'ovi kol hayomim. He says when he says I sinned to my father all my days.
Nobody.
So again, it doesn't mean it doesn't mean to say, oh, I'm going to carry on doing aveiros. What chatosi means. I will be considered, for this aveir that I have done, I will be continuously considered a sinner. I would referring to
this has stuck.
Right.
Hashem, this sin to my father, I'm stuck. Unfortunately. But at least forgive me what I did for you. Because some people I went, Baruch Hashem, they're alive and I know who they are. But
this must pass. Yeah, so what he's meaning from here is language I said, Chatosi, shouldn't read it in the past tense. I mean, it's a bit of a mixture in the present tense and the past tense. Says, I'm now considered, well, still now considered, I have this continuing with the sin that I did then. Right, and that's what he brings from the Targum, Vehei Chatin Abo, which is in the present tense. Okay, that's one way of reading that possible. That he means to say he has actually gone and asked these other people from the Mechila before he's coming to the Vidri. Oh, yeah, people show you, or you could say Shas in the past, Chalavat Chatosi. The simple reading. I mean, the idea is the same, but the explaining it. I have never loicha tosfi leish. I never sinned to anybody else. Loyetati dvori olav. I never had to go and ask anybody else in Kino. Again, it's the same idea. He's saying to Hashem, I only sinned to you. If I would have sinned to somebody else, I would have to go and ask them for Mechila. But I didn't sin to them. I haven't sinned anyone else. I've only sinned to you. So it's enough. I just come to you. The idea is the same. Just the truly to read in the pasuk. Rode kapte miyad ish mumash of chosen chilosoi. I haven't taken anything else, and I require his mechila and to return what I stole from him. You ain't kapagos, it's real. Elavitzah, therefore, all I need is your chilosoi. Okay, that's the eight away from reading from this pasuk. So he carries on and explains the end of the pasuk.
That's also another minion, I believe, in the first part. Another thing, right now you make a way. And people know that you make a way. This is a very powerful phrase, Hashem. I make aware to you. That other people will forgive me for this aware. I don't care. I do not care. That everybody said, oh, he's a good guy. Fine. Don't worry. You will be good. No, Hashem. This is absolutely irrelevant what they think about my aware to you. I need only your forgiveness and nothing, nobody else. Because it's very, very tense, you know.
Yeah, very nice.
Huh?
Yeah, nice chance. Very yes. Nice. Okay. Good. So what did Avraham mean? He said, I sin to you, I'm asking you for mechila, leman titzak bidvorecho. What does that mean? So now he's going to explain again also.
There's another explanation, right?
Yeah, he's not going to explain the
different explanation of what it means. Yeah?
Right, yeah, we said that two explanations of the first part of Pasuk. Either means that even if he did sin, he already asked them chila, or it means he never sinned to anybody else, but that is the same. Mm-hmm. Now he's going to explain two pshat in the end, in the second half of Pasuk.
So
WMS says, I'm asking you, leman, in order, or so that you should titztak bidvorecho.
That you will be charitable when you speak.
I'm asking you, let's see, what does that mean? So he's going to explain the two pshat here. Leman titztak bidvorecho, titztak bidvorecho. So he's going to say here, first pshat, Kidei lehalo islamim shtosecham. Ask me, you didn't be meichel me. So that when you are, when Hashem gives is sonech and meichel, that will show your righteousness. The great old smichoscho. James, welcome. Didn't have eshoscho isi. When you judge me and you are meichel me and you act as sticha, that will show. So what's the man saying? Please forgive me, so that. Sorry, not forgive me. L'chol avakatos, yeah, I sinned to you. I sinned to you so that your action will show. What does that mean? He's saying, I only sinned, I didn't really, I only did aveira so that it was good for you, really. I did aveira because that way you'll be able to be meichel me and show how good you are. So he explains, it doesn't, it's not actually. Losh in the man, ki goid l'chet, sibo l'idea goid l'stavu zichotoy. Not that's not the reason why I did it, but it comes out that the worse the chet, the more it shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness when He forgives you. Okay, it says it. It comes out at the end of the day, or as, would be as if you could say, oh, that end of the day, that's what came out of the sin. What came out of the sin is Kloid Shemayim, actually, which is a bit of a funny way of looking at it. It's a bit of a, what's called a. I can't remember what. Anyway, can't remember the word. Anyway, it comes out from the chet itself. Comes out the Kwe Shemayim. So you could imagine it as if, you know, the whole purpose of the chet was to bring out the Kwe Shemayim in the end. You know, obviously that wasn't the purpose, but
it's the way of looking at it. Here we are very interested for who can translate it.
Yeah, Loshen and Ma, we're going on this sentence.
The more severe her person.
Right, that's right.
The more than reveal Hashem great child.
Right. Yes, and right. Al-Kain, see how you are.
Right now you see how right. Great it is.
Yes, Al-Kain, therefore, Yimshay Hadova.
Charity, just a second, and he forgive. Therefore, David coached his word as if his sin was in order to reveal the kindness. Now he's playing the sentence with Hannah. Rav Hanna said, "You're not giving me son. I will go through sort. You won't get any choice."
He's not saying he actually saying that. It comes out almost as if, it was almost as if that was the purpose.
No, I don't understand what's happened. He said, "Heaven, like in any good court." He said, "Kodesh Baruch, first of all, forgive me. I'm sinner, no question. But when you will wait, forgive me or not?" Taking consideration that my great sin, and if you'll forgive me right now, you'll show how great you are.
Yeah,
it is. Sort of, you know.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's also trying to answer.
Taking consideration that your good reaction on me will go long way to all Jews to show how great you are.
He's also trying to answer, trying to explain the wording here. The man, he's saying. I sin to you, mm-hmm. The man sits back so that. What do you mean? That's why you sin?
Yeah,
so he's saying, the Vayda, this child is saying, yeah, I mean, not really, but it's as if. If you forgive me, it will come out as if that's the reason why I did it. Okay, so that you should, your righteousness should be revealed.
I like how you put it. Right now, he tried to challenge his thoughts of what is broken.
Their gold and silver also they made for them. How does he translate this word here? Okay. The things possible to share. Kaspar and Tom, their gold and the silver.
Okay. He sits in judgment in a similar way. They silver and gold, they made themselves idol.
Idols.
May be eliminated.
Right. So he's saying they made themselves the idols out of Kaspar and Zov, so that they are choice, eliminated.
Right.
That's not why they made them. Again, the same idea. When it says a man, once in the end they get, become eliminated, it would seem to us as if that was the purpose all along. Making them into idols was the purpose.
It's great. Right. I made idol from silver and gold. Okay. Right now, what I did. I stripped from opportunity to make idol. I took all gold and silver, I consumed it. Okay. Right now, you will be happy to make idol, but.
I took it! Right, from our point of view, look at it.
I stripped people from building material to build these idols.
Yeah, Hashem's plan was a way to get rid of them, of their gold and silver.
I'm really committed.
We'll convince them to make idols, then we'll destroy them, and that's how we managed to get rid of their
own. Hashem, take into consideration that I'm really kamikaze.
Okay,
I'm doing for the sake of other people.
Right. Sim Shadab, right. Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm saying, so the second way of reading these both is Leman, right? That's what we bother here. What's this in order?
Right?
Okay, let's read it. Oh, yeah, for sure. Leman zeh doesn't mean that's why you should forgive me, but Leman zeh titztak bidvoyach and abkud of Hashilim. He says, I have asked, he's doing Zidwe now. Right, so the man means I'm doing this in order. I'm not. I sin for that. I'm telling you that now. The video is in order that when you forgive me, that will be right for you to forgive me. Then the man calls the man zeh in calls, and it's because of this, not so that. This way we pasuk it means therefore. Yeah, it's two ways we the pasuk again. But at the end of the day, what we bring from the pasuk is that double the melech.